lot of activities, and this is good that, you know, Canadians are very happy that they are enjoying the good weather. Praise the Lord for that, that He has provided us different weathers. I'm so thankful for this day that I could able to share the Word of God with you. And thank you very much, Pastor Ming, that creating this opportunity for me to share the Word with this congregation. This is, you know, we have three worship in this sanctuary. First English, then Mandarin, and in the afternoon we have Punjabi, Urdu, and Hindi worship. So this pulpit is not strange for me, because every Sunday I always, you know, preach. But today I was a little bit, you know, when I came and it looked that I'm a guest. But no, I'm not a guest. I'm the family member of this congregation. Praise the Lord for that. The scripture we have just read today, that is one of the favorite scripture for me, and especially in these days when we are having, especially our summer evangelistic campaign. And as you know that there are, in Brampton especially, more than 60% are the South Asians. And our heart beats, always our heart beats with them. And we want to win everybody, those who speak our language, those who are from South Asian, from our region. And for this purpose, especially these 2 months, when we have a summer and vacations, we do a lot of outreaches. In the morning, we go door to door and present them the, you know, Jesus DVDs, Bibles in their language, like Hindi, Urdu, Punjabi, and some other South Asian languages. And in the evening, we conduct the kids club, children clubs. And through children clubs, we reach the children, of course, and then their parents, grandparents, and those who are bystander are standing, and those who are, you know, watching the kids. I would like to share maybe two testimonies what we have observed in these 2 weeks, because we started our outreach from 9th of July, and we did 2 weeks, and we have 3 more weeks to do that. We have reached about 800 homes in these 2 weeks, door to door, and able to present about 50 Bibles and 200 New Testaments in different languages, and also maybe around 500 Jesus DVDs, door to door, and some of the DVDs are just gone when we do the park ministry. And afterwards, when we conduct the kids club, there's so, you know, beautiful things are happening. We feel that, you know, when we work with small kids, maybe because most of the children, they come from Hindu, Muslim, and Sikh background. And we believe that some of the kids, they are going to hear maybe the first time in their life and in the last time of their lives. But we believe that when we are going to sow the seed, the Lord God, through His Holy Spirit, will let this seed germinate and grow and bear the fruit. Last week, when we were going door to door, one of our, I just want to share two testimonies. One of the team, when they were visiting one home, there was a lady. They knocked the door, that lady asked that, why don't you come in? And then she shared that she was visioning and dreaming for 2-3 days that there are some people, They are presenting the gospel, the word of God in their neighborhood. And they are coming to my home. And today, you know, when you guys came in my home, I feel that God was speaking to me. And then they sat together and prayed together and shared the word of God with this family. And then other day, when one of the family was going to one of the home, a Christian person from India, a guy came out, and when he saw that there were small children also accompanying the team, he started crying, the tears rolling down from his eyes. And he said that, because outside at that day was 40 temperature, and he saw that, you know, the people are coming in this heat to my door and telling, you know, wanted to present the gospel to me, to us. And he started crying. And he said that, you know, you have brought me something. And he shared his heart with this team. Then on the, you know, when we were doing the kids club, 6 years old, small boy. After when we done with the kids club and we were just wrapping up all of our stuff, one of the child came to one of the team member. He said that, sir, thank you very much coming to our park and telling us the story from the Bible, making us the play. We enjoyed so much. Come again. This gave us a joy in our heart that we didn't respect that kind of comments, but we believe that, you know, God is preparing the hearts of the people when we go to them. And I would say that this will be a white lie if we think that people do not want to hear the word of God. People are really waiting for somebody could go to them and tell them about the love of Lord Jesus Christ. One of the guy, his name is Sagar, from one of the park, he came to me and he said, to ask me that, tell me, brother, how can I become a part of this team to work with the children, to work with you? I believe that, you know, this is long-term process. We need to share the gospel and let the Holy Spirit work in the lives of the people. Maybe people will not immediately come to your church. They will not immediately come to our fellowship. But we believe that one day the Lord will enable them or work in their hearts so that they will know the Lord Jesus Christ and accept their Lord and Savior. So this was a small testimony I wanted to give you this morning, so that you know that, you know, God is on his work in this area. God is doing marvelous things in Brampton, and he needs us to, you know, be ready to respond people. When people ask us that, why you are Christian, we could tell them, this is the reason we are Christian. This is the reason we are following the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to, you know, share with you and wanted to connect with my sermon today, because I believe that every Christian, every believer, every person who believe that Jesus, he has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord, Lord and Savior, he has responsibility. He has something to do with the others. He has responsibility. So we need to prepare ourselves to present the gospel to the people. So today's sermon I have taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, verse 24 to 27, This is also talk about that how we need to prepare ourselves to present the gospel to the other people. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We adore you. We worship you this morning. Lord, I pray that accept my words, my meditation of my heart. So whatever I present, that would glorify to your name. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Apostle Paul always, when he wanted to share something to his people, he used a lot of time word to run the race. And today I have just, you know, I just want to go through again the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. Do you not know that those who run the race all run, but one receive the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize, temperate to all things. No, they do to obtain perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty. Thus, I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. And if we just read Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, it says, it also talks about the race. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not run myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for prize of upward call God in Christ. And in Timothy chapter 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 and 8, he just wrote this letter at the end of his life. It says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on the day, and not me only, but also all who have loved his appearing. He also mentioned in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, 2. Let's run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Yesterday we were in the park. Basically, we were in the park in that other day, and we developed some relationship with one of the family, and they had arranged a kind of women festival, and in that festival we actively participated, and we saw that they had arranged some games also, and they had arranged the race also for the women, and we saw that women were eagerly standing on the line to run and win the race. And when they won, few of the women, one was the first, second, third, they were very excited that they have won the race. And they were telling everybody, oh, I won. And in the same way, I believe that, you know, Christian life is a race. We have to win. And I, you know, which part of the race is the more, you know, discouraging? You know, the middle part of the race. When you think that, you know, I'm halfway done, but our legs are not, you know, the responding according to our mind. But when we overcome, at that time, we can touch the tape and win the race. And today, I have just, just made 3 points from this sermon. First, be determined to run with a purpose. Be determined to run with a purpose. Verse 24, do you not know that those who run the race all run, but one received the prize? Run such a way that you may obtain it. Christians, they are not supposed to lose their race of Christian faith. They have to win. They have to win. And when I say that Paul is saying that all Christian will run, but they will, you know, one will get the prize. He's not saying it this way. But I believe that he is saying that, you know, we have to do something extra to get everybody would get the prize. Not only one person who will touch the tape, but everybody who start the Christian race, who start the faith, who start the running. So I feel that, you know, he is telling that when we share the gospel with people and people come to know the Lord, that is one part of our race. And Luke chapter 15 verse 10 says, when one person comes into the kingdom of the Lord, thousands of angels rejoice in the heaven. One person comes in a Christian faith, comes to the Lord, thousands of angels rejoice in the heaven. So be dedicated when we run the race. Be dedicated to your church. Be dedicated to your Christian faith. Be dedicated to evangelism. And be dedicated to help others to come to know the Lord. So when we say that many would start the race, but one can win, it means that we, when we start, it would be me, it would be you that who will get the crown. I believe that when Paul was Paul founded this church, Corinthian church, in his second missionary journey, that time Olympics game were going on, because Greeks, they love the games, they love the Olympic, and there was another game, Asthmene and the Olympic. They were, you know, 1 year Asthmene and second year Olympic, and then Asthmene and then Olympic. So all the time they were in the games, all the time they were in race, all the time they were in athletics. And at that time they were given a kind of wreath they could wear on their head when they get the prize. And Paul said that crown is going to be fade very soon. But you need to prepare the crown which is going to be for everlasting. And that would come when we will be focused and determined to run with a purpose. And I believe that we all want to have the crown which will be not going to destroy and which will not going to be faded. The crown of life. Revelation 22, in the end, Apostle John said, be faithful until your death, and you will get the crown of life. This is the crown of life we are going to get, my friends. This is the crown of life we are going to have forever. Not that crown which is imperishable. Not that crown which is going to be destroyed. And that leads us to the second point. Be determined to win the prize. Be determined to win the prize. And, you know, one thing I just noticed in these days, because when we work in the park, we conduct games for the older people, for the women, and at the end, everybody, even though they didn't win, but everybody was expecting the prize. Everybody asking for a prize. Yesterday, few of the women came to Nina and asked that you conducted our game and you didn't give us the prize, and the race, the competition always give us the prize. And we need to be driven to get the prize. And verse 25th says, and everyone who competes for prize is temperate in all things. No, they do not obtain perishable crown, but for imperishable crown. So this is the prize we are going to get. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4 says, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of the glory that does not fade away. That does not fade away. When I was in the school, I was an athlete, and I got some, trophies at that time. And I kept for many years in our home. And then later on, we threw somewhere else, threw here and there. And for some time, we kept it, we valued it. But for the maybe first later on, we didn't value that. Trophies are meant to be a prize, or what we did, but that is for the time being. That is for the time being. The prize we are going to get from the Lord, that is for ever and ever, and last. And lasting forever. And Socrates once said that if we control ourselves, we could win many. We could win a lot of people if we control ourselves. And when we are driven to get a prize, we can control ourselves. And I was watching a movie, Rocky, who have maybe many people have seen Rocky movie, and there are so many, you know, parts of this movie. But one thing is same in that movie. You know, when somebody exercises, when someone is exercised, he runs, and the same kind of theme song is going on, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, when they run, he runs, and then he do push-ups, and then, you know, the coach box, you know, give a kind of, you know, stuck in his stomach, and then he runs, then he do the exercise, and in this way, he prepare himself to win. And at the end, we see that in all the movies, Rocky wins. And this day, I want to tell you, my brother and sister, that Christian life is not to be lost, but to win the race, to win the race. So when we will win the race, we will get the prize. And at the last point, I want to share with you, that is number three, be disciplined to avoid the penalty. Be disciplined to avoid the penalty. If, guys, friends, brothers and sisters, if we will not follow the principle of the games, if we will not follow the rules of the games, we will get the penalty. We may get out of the race. We may get out of the games. So we need to prepare ourselves to remain in the games so that we can avoid the penalty. We can avoid the punishment. And we have seen that, you know, people are taken back their rewards. Recently, we have seen that they were awarded, but their reward was taken back because they didn't follow the rule. There were some allegations went on them, and that was proven. And later on, we saw that they were, you know, asked to give back their prize and all the reward. So when Paul says, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, that we need to examine ourselves, as to whether your faith, you are in faith, and test yourself. So we need to examine ourselves so that we may not be disqualified. We may not be, drifted out from ourselves from the games. We may not be punished, because if we are out of the game, we cannot run and we cannot win, my friends. And this is my prayer, that we have started a race. A Christian life is a race. We need to finish that. And we need to bring as many as people into the kingdom of the Lord so that we will get rewarded. We could get the reward. In the end, I would just like my brother to play a small video clip. You will enjoy it, I hope. And afterwards, I will close it. Thank you. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? She stumbled, but she didn't lose. And she started again, and she won. This game was happened in US 2008, and it inspired me a lot. We may be stumbled. There would be obstacle comes in front of our lives. There would be many problems. There would be many obstacles. But we don't have to lose our heart. At the end, I will close with a story. I read this story many years ago. There were two very prominent schools in New York. And they always wanted to compete each other. And they usually reach in the final of a football game. One school has a boy. His name was Charlie. And Charlie was very careless player. When coach asked him to come at 9 o'clock, he appears up 10 o'clock. And he's not interested any time in the game. And then he got a call from his home that your father is passed away. You have to come home. And during that time, the tournament was going on. He left to the funeral of his father, and the day his team was going to play the final match, he appeared up. He also dressed up, wear the uniform, and just showed up to the coach and said that, "Coach, I want to play." And she said that, "No way. You didn't practice. You were not interested in the game at all. So I will not give you the chance." But the game started, and he was walking here and there, you know, on the boundary of the ground, playground. And the game was about to end. There was only 7 minutes left. And his team was losing for 7 points. And he went to the coach. He said that, our team is losing. Why don't you give me a chance to play?" And the coach said, "Okay, we have almost lost, and you can play." And when Charlie went in, he just ran and grabbed the ball and went towards the pole. And he did the score. Then, the second time, he again ran and grabbed the ball and ran towards the poles, scored the second score. There were only 3 minutes left, and there were about 5 goals left. And he did with your third goal, fourth goal, and only few seconds left, he did the final goal, and his team won. Everybody was shouting, "Charlie, Charlie, Charlie." His school girls, and all other people were, you know, they were cheering him up, and one of the boy hold him on his shoulder, and he was taking him to the whole ground, and there was shout, "Charlie, Charlie, Charlie," and the coach was just sitting and you know, open with his eyes that what happened to this boy, and he just went to him, and He didn't know that what to ask him. He just asked him that, Charlie, what happened to you today? He said that, today my father was watching me. And coach knew that his father was just passed away. He said, no, your father is passed away. He said that, coach, my father was blind. He never saw me ever playing. But today I feel that he is sitting somewhere in this Fletcher's, and he is looking at me. And today I just played for my father. Friends, as we are living a Christian life, we are not living for pastor, we are not living for our congregation, our other members, we are living for our Heavenly Father. May the Lord bless us.